Ready? Missouri Senate will now come to order. Will everyone present who is able please rise and join us as the Reverend Carl Gock, Chaplain of the Senate, offers our prayer to be followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
Gracious God, today we remember the Christian celebration of the Epiphany, which proclaims the various ways you have made yourself known to your people in every faith on this tiny planet. You have manifested your presence so that we may know you, for which we give you thanks and praise. So we ask that you continue to be present with us as we begin this new year and deal with issues important for your people, and help us to live fully as your people, girded by faith in you. In your holy name we pray, amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, the following reporters have been given permission to take videos, pictures in the chamber: Dave Mariner from the Gasconade County Republican, Justin Stewart from the Joplin Globe, Alyssa Nielsen from the Missouri Net, Phil Brooks from Camo X, Kermit Miller from KRCG, Julie Smith from the News Tribune, and Bob Watson, Jody Stambeck, and Andrew King from KQTV out of St. Joseph.
Thank you, Senator. While you're on that subject, the chair would note that pursuant to a prior conversation you and I had, the Senate, and pursuant to your permission, sir, and with your indulgence, the Senate will relax the usual rule restricting photographic images to be taken in the chamber of Senate proceedings today to allow family and friends to do so.
Absolutely, correct? Mr. President. I concur.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you inquire of the Secretary if there are messages from the Secretary of State, and if so, please have them read.
Affirmative. Read the messages from the Secretary of State.
To the Honorable Senate of the 98th General Assembly, second regular session of the State of Missouri, in compliance with Section 115.525, Revised Statutes of Missouri, I have the honor to lay before you herewith a list of the names of the members of the Senate for the 98th General Assembly, second regular session of the State of Missouri, elected at the November 6, 2012 general election and the November 4, 2014 general election. In testimony whereof, I hereunto set my hand and affix the official seal of my office this fourth day of January 2016. Jason Kander, Secretary of State. Missouri State Senators elected November 6, 2012. District 1st, Scott Sifton. District 3rd, Gary Romine. District 5th, Jamila Nasheed. District 7th, Jason Holzman. District 9th, Shalon Kiki Curls. District 11th, vacant. District 13th, Gina Walsh. District 15th, Eric Schmidt. District 17th, Ryan Sylvie. District 19th, Kurt Schaefer. District 21st, David Pierce. District 23rd, vacant. District 25th, Doug Leibla. District 27th, Wayne Wallingford. District 29th, David Sater. District 31st, Ed Emery. District 33rd, Mike Cunningham. Missouri State Senators elected November 4, 2014. District 2nd, Bob Onder. District 4th, Joseph Jokevny. District 6th, Mike Kehoe. District 8th, Will Krause. District 10th, Jeannie Riddle. District 12th, Dan Hageman. District 14th, Maria N. Chappelle Nadal. District 16th, Dan Brown. District 18th, Brian Munslinger. District 20th, Jay Wasson. District 22nd, Paul Whelan. District 24th, Jill Shoup. District 26th, Dave Schatz. District 28th, Mike Parson. District 30th, Bob Dixon. District 32nd, Ron Richard. District 34th, Rob Schaff.
Call the roll for the first time in 2016 of the Missouri Senate.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
A quorum is present, and I declare the second regular session of the 98th General Assembly to be convened. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to order a business of resolutions.
Resolutions.
Mr. President.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two resolutions. I would like to send the first one forward, and I ask that it be read.
Send it forward.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is the resolution that would adopt the rules from the last session to be used for this session.
Read the resolution of the Senator from Cole.
Senate Resolution Number 1179, be it resolved by the Senate of the 98th General Assembly of Missouri, second regular session, that the rules adopted by the 98th General Assembly of the State of Missouri, regular session, as amended insofar as they are applicable, be adopted as the rules for the control of the deliberations of the Senate of the 98th General Assembly, second regular session.
Senator.
I move that the resolution be adopted.
Does any senator wish to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The Senator renews his motion on adoption of the resolution. As many as are the opinion, that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is adopted. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll send forward my second resolution. This would officially convene the second regular session of the 98th General Assembly.
Send it forward, sir. Read the resolution.
Senate Resolution Number 1180, be it resolved by the Senate that the Secretary of the Senate inform the House of Representatives that the Senate of the second regular session of the 98th General Assembly is duly convened and is now in session and ready for consideration of business.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the resolution be adopted.
Does any senator wish to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The Senator renews his motion. As many as are the opinion it shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is agreed to.
President.
Senator.
Mr. President, in accordance with Section 9.141 of the Revised Statute of Missouri, will you please have the Bill of Rights read?
Read the Bill of Rights.
Bill of Rights, Amendment 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Amendment 2, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Amendment 3, no soldier shall in time of peace be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner, nor in time of war, but in a manner to be prescribed by law. Amendment 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Amendment 5. No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment or indictment of the grand jury, except in cases arising in the land or naval forces or in the militia, when in actual service in time of war or public danger, nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy of life or limb, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. Amendment 6. In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Amendment 7. In suits at common law, where the value in controversy shall exceed $20, the right of trial by jury shall be preserved, and no fact tried by a jury shall be otherwise re-examined in any court of the United States than according to the rules of common law. Amendment 8. Excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. Amendment 9. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. Amendment 10. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the states and reserved to the states respectively or to the people.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of introduction of guests.
Introduction of guests. Senator from Johnson. Oh, sorry.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. I did see that our President Pro Tem stood first, so I will...
Look to be simultaneous to the chair. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, I'd like to introduce my wife, Patty, on your right, and thank her for her help getting everything last night and today.
Let's all welcome the bride of the Senator from Newton. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you. That was a good move, wasn't it?
I've seen worse, Senator.
Yeah. I have two very special guests I'd like to introduce. First of all, is an intern that's going to be working with our office this semester, Travis Leader from the University of Central Missouri. Travis, if you'd stand up. Thank you, Travis.
Welcome, Travis.
And then met a young, lovely young lady, the daughter of our executive director of the Joint Committee on Education, Kevin Gwaltney's daughter, Megan, who is on here for Christmas break. She's the All-American student, a beautiful young lady, Megan Waltney. So if the body would welcome her as well.
Let's welcome this young lady also from the Missouri Senate. Senator from St. Francois was seeking recognition. Still?
Thank you, Mr. President, but Senator from Johnson has taken my introduction, Ms. Megan from Loyola University, but I want to make sure.
The record will reflect that you join in the introduction.
Amen.
Of the
Thank
lovely
you,
young
President.
Lady. Senator from Phelps.
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction, very special guest.
Proceed.
Mr. President, on my left and on your right, I would like to introduce my wife, Kathy. We've been married over 45 years now. Our daughter, Danette, our son, Justin, and a good family friend, Clark Harrison. Would the body please make them feel welcome?
Let's welcome these special guests from the family and friends of Senator from Phelps. Further introduction of guests, Senator from Butler.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a couple special, well, I have one guest and one new office worker. Herman Stiles Jr. over here along the wall from Poplar Bluff, and the newest member of my office here in the building is Ashley Bax, our new legislative assistant.
Let's welcome these guests of the Senator from Butler. Senator from the 14th.
Mr. President, I have a very special guest today. On my right and on your left is a former colleague of yours and mine, Senator Rita Hurd Days, and we're so happy to have her in this chamber once again.
Let's welcome the former senator. Further introductions, Senator from 24th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I am introducing an intern who will be serving in our office this year. She's from Truman State, and we are delighted to welcome, and please join me in welcoming Caitlin Burke.
Let's welcome this guest to the Missouri Senate. The chair would like to make an introduction, but first acknowledge the senator from Cape Girardeau.
I would like to speak on a point of personal privilege.
Senator will be heard on a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to speak on a matter that I deem of great importance, the introduction to the Senate chamber of one of my newest constituents, born Monday, January 4th, 2016 AD, my eighth grandchild, Noah Edward Wayne Walling Ford, who came into this world 9 pounds, 5 ounces, and 20 and 3/4 inches. And although he's a little bit young, yet to vote, we'll make sure he's instructed and educated in the U.S. Constitution, the Missouri Constitution, and will memorize the saying and scribble here on the wall, nothing is politically right that is morally wrong. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator, we all join in your joy on this occasion. Introductions. The chair would like to introduce two new staff members of mine since we last convened. One is Joe Pondrum over here from Crawford County, and the other is Matt Bain from Scott County in the Boot Heel, both new valued members of my staff. And another young man who's working with me over here on your left to my right, named Ryan Love, who's a Los Angeles native. We will forgive him being a Dodger fan and a fan of inexplicably the Carolina Panthers, but Ryan Love is a valued member of my team as well. Further introduction, Senator from 29th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Point of personal privilege.
Let's hear you on a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. President. About a week and a half ago, a very good friend of mine, my lawyer, my mentor, and a former senator here passed away. His name was Senator Emory Melton, and he was 92 years of age, and I know you knew him well, and you also served with him, Mr. President. But I asked for the President Pro Tem to have a resolution in honor of Senator Melton, and we had every senator in this body signed that resolution. And so I come here today for you to express my appreciation for all your signatures for this fine person who served this body well. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator, for those remarks. Those of us who served with Emory can never forget one of the great giants who ever served in this body, 24 years. And I was privileged to join you at the Emory Melton Lodge at Roaring River State Park down by Cassville in late June of this year for Emory's 92nd birthday lunch. And a group of former senators joined, the senator from Newton, you and me, and former Senator Childers, Representative Flanagan, and others, to pay tribute to Senator Melton. And it was a very touching time to be with him, and the last time I saw him. I'll never forget his influence on me and on this body. Also joining us that day was Senator Caskey, Senator Harold Caskey, who in my entire time sat in that seat where the senator from Lewis sits, or the senator from the 13th on the aisle. One of the other giants, one of the great giants to serve in this body. And they both departed the Senate in 2004 when I did. And they're both gone now, both with us at that lunch at the end of June last year. And both have gone on to their reward. But from Emory, I received a letter dated July 1 thanking me for attending, which he certainly didn't need to do. And in the letter, it was unbelievably poignant. He said, I still go to the office 5 days a week for about 6 hours, but I feel myself failing, and I know the end is nigh, he said of himself. So great memories, great lessons taught by those giants. Senator from Boone.
Point of personal privilege.
Proceed, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. So as we start out this session, I know there's a lot of issues that are going to be on our agenda, and I know that one of those issues will be the executive order issued by the President yesterday attempting to further restrict the Second Amendment rights of Missourians and all Americans. And one thing that I want to point out that's very troubling about that, particularly in relation to a lot of the President's statements where he specifically singled out Missouri and demonstrated an absolute lack of understanding of the background check process in the state of Missouri, including the fact that Missouri leads the country in mental health background check issues and has for a couple of years. The thing that's very disturbing about it that makes it very poignant for the state of Missouri is that if you all remember 3 years ago when we issued subpoenas from this body and held hearings because the concealed carry list in violation of state law had been given to the federal government on three occasions, we actually subpoenaed agents from the U.S. Department of Social Security, which was the federal agency that, in violation of state law, got that list. And when we brought those agents in and they testified under oath with their lawyers sitting there at the table, what we found out from their testimony was they were going to take the entire concealed carry list of Missourians and match it up with Missouri veterans who had PTSD determinations, post-traumatic stress determinations, and other health issues that allowed them to receive a Social Security benefit and make a determination of whether or not they should be allowed to possess firearms. In looking at the press release and the documents that were put out by the White House yesterday, specifically one of those issues is a recommendation that the Social Security Administration, including the background check process, beneficiaries who receive Social Security benefits yet also are allowed to possess a firearm. So what's recommended and what's being pushed for in the executive order is exactly what we stopped 3 years ago, which is telling veterans in the state of Missouri, men and women who serve their country in very difficult circumstances and may have had some issues as a result of the things that they had to do to protect our freedoms, and maybe they do get a Social Security benefit, to now tell them, hey, thanks for your service to our country, but you no longer have a right under the Second Amendment. Because that is only one troubling aspect of the executive order, and this is not my interpretation. It's spelled right out in the White House's document. So I know as we move forward in the weeks to come and we evaluate what that executive order does to the Second Amendment rights of Missourians, particularly in light of the fact of the recent passage of Amendment 5, where Missourians overwhelmingly chose to strengthen their Second Amendment rights, I know it will be a topic of discussion in this body of how this executive order affects Missourians, but I know what will be at the top of our list is this issue right here and how the executive order attempts to take away Second Amendment rights from Missouri's veterans. Thank you, Mr. President.
The senator from the first.
Point of personal privilege, Mr. President.
We'll be heard on a point of personal privilege.
Mr. President, within the last week, our state has witnessed a state of emergency that has impacted many people throughout the state. Lives have been lost. The property damage has been incalculable. In connection with the recent flooding that we had between the holidays, a number of members of this body have had their communities directly affected. My southern boundary in the first district is the Merrimack River, where the flooding was arguably as bad as was anywhere else. Merrimack River is considered to be at flood stage when the water is 23 feet deep. Within the last week, the Merrimack River crested at more than 47 feet deep, double the flood stage. Raised, I believe, a better part of 27 feet in a matter of just days. A number of my constituents had significant damage, travel, especially during the holiday time for people, not just in the region and in our state, but moving through it was of truly immense proportion. I want to take this opportunity as we reconvene here to thank the many volunteers throughout our state who helped by bagging sand, by making charitable donations in response to our emergency. Red Cross, the United Way, Department of Transportation, the many municipal and county governments, the Army Corps of Engineers, the National Guard, the many people throughout our state who in a time of true tragedy have banded together to respond. And hopefully, as we move forward, the families that have seen memories and considerable family history literally underwater will be able to pull a recovery as we go. Oh, thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Lewis.
I'd like to introduce a very special guest.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. On my left and your right over here on the side bench is an intern. Her name is Emily Harrison. She'll be a great addition to our office this session. She's currently a student at Truman State University. I'd like the body to make her feel very welcome.
Let's welcome the young lady guest of the Senator from Lewis. Senator from the 5th.
Mr. President, point of personal privilege, please.
Senator, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I'm not going to get around to all of my colleagues today, but I want to say Happy New Year's first and foremost to you and the rest of my colleagues. I know that we're not going to agree on everything this legislative session, but hopefully we can find some form of bipartisanship and get some things done for the betterment of this state, like infrastructure, ethics reform, and things of that sort. So again, Happy New Year's, and let's get the ball rolling.
The chair would also note the passing of another senator with whom I was privileged to serve. It's former senator from the first, Senator Anita Yeckel, who passed away this fall. And as we're remembering the Caskey family and Emery Melton's son, Stan, please remember Bob Yeckel, his daughters, in your thoughts and prayers. Just wanted to note that. Within the Senate family, we're on the order of business of introductions. Senator from Cole.
Oh. The Senate will go to order of business of announcements, and I'd ask you to recognize me for an announcement.
I will recognize you, but the Senator from Buchanan was rising to his feet. May I ask for what purpose does Senator from Buchanan seek recognition?
Mr. President, I understand that today is our Assistant Majority Floor Leader's birthday, and I think the Senate ought to recognize him.
The Assistant Majority Floor Leader, Senator from St. Francois, Senator from St. Charles. Happy birthday, sir. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. We are on the business
announcements.
Thank you, Mr. President. So for the body's understanding of how the rest of the day will work, I plan to recess shortly here for about an hour. I will call the specific time when I make the motion. After recess, we will then come in and read first reading of the pre-filed bills. Then we'll take new bills in and concurrent resolutions. And there's a few other housekeeping matters we need to do. If any member needs to introduce a bill and will be tied up this afternoon, they can give it to me, to the secretary. I will be happy to introduce them for you. And last but not least, Mr. President, as you heard, the senator from Cape Girardeau announced the birth of his grandchild. The picture of that was a man with a smile bigger than Dallas. And I noticed he used on the date A.D. And Mr. President, Senator from Barry didn't know what that meant. So you know, because you are an expert in Latin, and that is Anno Domino, and that means the year of our Lord. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. May the chair inquire of the senator from Newton.
Mr. President.
Senator, the chair just notes the fact that you are not making a speech today.
Others have noticed that.
The chair offers no opinion on that, except to thank you. But the chair also notes that you are the sole person in 195, going on 196 years of statehood, to occupy the position of President Pro Tem of this body after also previously being Speaker of the House across the hall. And that is a noteworthy distinction and feather in your cap, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mr. President, thank you very much. In election year, there are probably enough speeches on this floor, so I thought I'd save the speeches for my distinguished colleagues, and we're ready to get to work.
Thank you, Senator. May the chair continue inquiry. Senator, 15 years ago this month, I got the job that you have, and I had a hair full of blonde hair at the time. Good luck to you. Also, you were not present at the Baptist Church this morning for the legislative prayer breakfast, but if the chair may inform you, the minister who brought the sermon to us was distinguished Dr. Jason Allen, president of the Theological Seminary in Kansas City, and he dwelt at the opening of his remarks at great length on Calvin Coolidge, Silent Cal, who could hardly be persuaded to speak, and though you weren't there, you appear to have absorbed the lesson. Senator?
Mr. President, I did my master's thesis on Calvin Coolidge, and I learned the lesson well.
Thank you, Senator. Announcements, further announcements. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, I move that the Senate stand in recess until 1:45 p.m.
Those in favor say aye.
Aye.